In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being here today. A few years ago, I was celebrating Christmas with a religious community at Otcombe Abbey on the shores of Lake Bourget, surrounded by the mountains in France. The beauty of this location invites worship and contemplation. At Otcombe Abbey, brothers and sisters from all over the world come together to celebrate Christmas, and it is a joyous time to meet with people from all over the world in this beautiful place. On Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, it hosts celebration for hundreds of people, but at the same time, it also provides time and space to sit in silence and pray. It was the Christmas time, and I was there sitting and praying in silence. I was in the middle of my discernment journey with lots of things running around my head, worries of having to leave so much behind, and fears of the unknown, uncertain future. The Nativity passage, and specifically these few words, "Do not be afraid, be not afraid," were coming to me over and over again. Once I grasped the meaning of these words, "be not afraid," or "do not be afraid," the meaning of these words for my life at that time, and the message God was sending to me, it changed my life and compelled me to say yes to God. Year after year, we hear these words, "Be not afraid, for I am with you." In fact, throughout the whole Bible, these words are repeated over and over again. Do not be afraid. One of the most commonly repeated phrases in the whole Bible, in the both Old and New Testament, is "fear not," "have no fear," "do not be afraid," or "be not afraid." From Abraham to Moses, from Joshua to David, and then from Mary to Joseph, to shepherds, to Jesus' disciples and apostles, and today, to all of us. All of these people in the Bible, and particularly in the Christmas story, face the fears of life like we do. The real people faced real fears. Our lives are not so different from them in the midst of world's chaos and busyness. Some of us are scared too, including myself. We all have different ways to deal with our own fears and anxieties and worries. Some of us like to talk about it openly, and some keep it to themselves and deal with their fears more privately. In any case, battling with fear and anxiety is not easy, and probably one of the most difficult things to deal with within our lives. These fears are valid for each one of us. And like all the people in the Bible, like Mary and Joseph and shepherds, as they all receive the same message, "Do not be afraid. Be not afraid." This message is same for us today. Be not afraid. Have no fear. These words have the same power in them, used again and again to bless people, to bless the people of God over and over again. These words provided comfort and joy to our forefathers and to many for centuries. Isn't it fascinating that every time the words "do not be afraid" used, these words always led to something bigger, some promise, even bigger than our own lives. bigger than we ask or imagine. The obedience to do not be afraid leads to joy and celebration. From the beginning of the world to us and beyond us, do not be afraid leads to miracles. Today we have come together to celebrate the birth of the Messiah, to share the same joy which the shepherds felt when they heard the good news of the birth of Christ, and the peace and goodwill on earth among all, the good news of comfort and joy, the good news for all the people, good news for all, to all the humanity, the Savior is born for them. Do not be afraid, because the Son of God enters into a flawed world to make us whole. The birth of Son of God brings peace and goodwill to all. When the angel shared the good news with the shepherds, and they heard the words, "Do not be afraid, for I am bringing you a good news of comfort and joy. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Good news is that the Messiah is born for you and for all. Shepherds believed and said yes to that miracle. Shepherds believed, for do not be afraid. To hear the good news about the birth of Jesus Christ, it was a privilege for the shepherds. These simple, ordinary people were fulfilling their responsibilities by keeping watch for their flock, when suddenly everything seemed chaotic and frightening. The angel coming down from heaven right in front of them, not afar. The first thing the shepherds heard were the comforting words, "Be not afraid, have no fear." These words of no fear, the good news about the good news of the birth of Messiah, led them to leave everything behind to go and see the Prince of Peace with their own eyes. See God who was among them and is with us now. The journey took them from a deep fear to a great joy. On this Christmas morning, we are rejoicing that Christ has been born and God is with us. And we do this after busy weeks of preparations, parties, gifts, promise of incarnation, and lots of celebrations. But sometimes, in these joyous moments, there can also be a sense of emptiness caused by our own fears and anxieties of Christmas and generally of life. However, in these moments of emptiness for some, yet there is a hope. Hope of do not be afraid. Hope of I am with you. Hope that obedience to do not be afraid leads to great promise than our own beings and lives. Hope of everything is possible with God. Hope in the incarnational joy. Hope in the love of the incarnated Christ who came to us in a lowly place, lying in the manger with those who were outcasted and dismayed. A child, Son of God, lying in a lowly, humble place in a manger on a dark night, completed a thousands of years of dark history of scarcity, separation, and fear. "Be not afraid," the angel proclaims. The story of Christmas is not a fairy tale, but it is a story that tells us that hope is born in the midst of stigma, dishonor, scandal, and real fear. That hope is born in the midst of broken lives and fearful people. In the midst of scandalous birth, hope is born. The Son of God is born and brings hope to the meek and lowly, to the powerful and wise, to the rich and to the poor. Hope is born. Do not be afraid. These are the words that changed and sustained my life over and over again. And these words changed the lives of many in the Bible and over the centuries for the people of God. And today, brothers and sisters, do not be afraid if your Christmas is not perfect. Be not afraid. At this moment, when we look around and things seem unsettled within and around us, be not afraid, for the Prince of Peace brings hope and the good news for all. Love has come down to eradicate the real fear. Love has come down among us. Trust in the power of command. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, for there is a good news for all. For each one of us, there is a good news. Amen.